And let's talk business with Giles Beckford, who is here with us. Kia ora, Giles.
Good morning to you, Susie.
Oh, let's put your microphone on. Should we try that again? Kia ora, Giles.
Good morning, Susie.
Excellent. Now, what is happening on the markets?
Wall Street, well, it's just gathering a little bit of pace in the past 15, 20 minutes. It's been buoyed by the prospect of another COVID-19 vaccine, which offers the prospect of a quicker return to more normal economic activity. It's also been buoyed by data showing a rapid expansion in monthly business activity. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up about 2/3%. The S&P 500 is around 1/5% higher, and the NASDAQ is just fractionally lower. Our own top 50 index started the week on a positive note, gaining 60 points to 12,501, and the New Zealand dollar 69 US cents and just a shade under 95 Australian.
Now, consumers seem to have come out spending in the past quarter with a hiss and a roar.
Oh, everybody went on a binge, it would seem. Flat screen TVs, DIY goods, new washing machines, cars. They were all flying off the shelves and out of the yards. That's for the 3 months ended September. A record $26 billion was spent in that period, spending now back to pre-COVID levels. Obviously, there was pent-up demand from the lockdowns, the wealth effect of strong house prices also influencing activity, diverting money from the planned 2 weeks' holiday in the islands to renovating the house, all fueling the market. Westpac senior economist Satish Ranchod expects the free spending to continue to some extent into the holiday period, but he says that won't ease the pressure on either the Reserve Bank or the government to keep pumping money into the economy.
What we've been seeing is that even though the economy is ticking over, unemployment has picked up a bit. We think there's still more to come on that front. We've also got inflation that's lingering at levels that the RBNZ is going to be uncomfortable with. Against that backdrop, I think there's certainly a chance that we will see the OCR continuing to push lower. Whatever the case, we're going to need ongoing stimulus for some time yet.
That's Satish Ranchod from Westpac. And at 10 to 7, we'll have a look at what people's spending intentions might be going into Christmas.
What have you been splashing the cash on?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing apart from the essentials for life, travel and enjoyment.
So you have not been supporting local business, is that what you're telling us?
Oh, I spend locally. Oh. Just not going out there and going on a binge.
Well, it's just about Black Friday's on the way, so you can get out the plastic and splurge.
Black Friday, of course, now is a bigger retail deal in New Zealand than Boxing Day.
Yeah, I was just talking about this morning. When did this happen?
It's always been a thing, Corin.
In the past 5 years, we've seen a move in retailing so that we now have Singles Day at the beginning of November, which, of course, is a Chinese retail phenomenon.
It just makes me roll my eyes,
right,
yes.
Which has taken over parts of New Zealand. We have Black Friday and we have Cyber Monday.
What's Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday is all those things that didn't get bought on Black Friday.
And then there's the Boxing Day sales, and then there's the New
Year's Day sales. Well, there's the pre-Christmas sales.
And then there's Briscoe's, which is always on sale.
No, it's not always on sale.
Not always.
No.
Not quite. Not
just sometimes.
Always. Just sometimes.
But, okay.
So we're a nation of retail-aholics.
Well, you know, I've been doing my bit to support local business, or at least that's what I tell my husband. Now, ongoing concerns, though, about international supply and potential for further lockdowns, worrying quite a few folk, but certainly the glass manufacturer Metro too.
Yeah, Metro's first half profit was $7.6 million. It was down 2% on a year earlier, and the question mark hangs over the rest of the year. Its chief executive Simon Mander says there are a number of unknowns. He is optimistic about the rest of the year despite the uncertainties.
You know, we're feeling fairly okay about stock levels, but that can change. You only need to have a ship diverted to another country in this New Zealand, and that can change, you know.
Would you say that inventory is tight then?
Yeah, it is. It is tight. Yeah, I think that would be a good description of it.
That's Simon Mander from Metro Performance Glass talking to Nona Peltier. In our main bulletin just after 10 to 7, we'll look at the $50 billion potential of the biotech sector and the greater hiring and firing of casual staff under the pandemic. That and, of course, the latest from the financial markets.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Giles Beckford.